Joe Ramsey. Afghanistan's embattled president left the country Sunday, joining his fellow citizens and foreigners in a historic stampede, fleeing the advancing Taliban and signaling the end of a 20-year attempt aimed at remaking Afghanistan. The Taliban for hours had been on the outskirts of the capital, Kabul, and announced soon after they would move further into a city gripped by panic, where helicopters raced overhead throughout the day to evacuate personnel from the U.S. embassy. Smoke rose near the compound as staff destroyed important documents and the American flag was lowered. The Taliban seized nearly all of Afghanistan in just over a week, despite the billions of dollars spent by the U.S. and NATO over nearly two decades to build up Afghan security forces. Just days earlier, an American military assessment estimated it would be a month before the capital would come under insurgent pressure. The death toll from a powerful magnitude 7.2 earthquake in Haiti climbed sharply a day after the trembler, with at least 724 dead and a minimum of 2,800 injured. The updated figures Sunday from Haiti's Office of Civil Protection follow a previous count of 304 dead. The earthquake struck the country's southwestern area on Saturday morning, almost razing some towns. Haitians already are struggling with the coronavirus pandemic, deepening poverty, and a presidential assassination, while still reeling from 2010's earthquake that killed hundreds of thousands. And there are fears the widespread damage will worsen by early next week, with Tropical Storm Grace predicted to reach Haiti late Monday or early Tuesday. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish authorities said Sunday flash floods that have swept through towns in Turkey